Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beavich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on out there around the DMV. I am out in Ashburn at Washington football team practice. Trying to deal with this weather. I need a tent. Don't have one. So I'm currently, I think you guys will laugh at this. So because of new COVID rules and everything, the NFL media is no longer allowed in the building. So the Washington football team has built it's a nice media tent, a tent for all the media to sit in during the bulk of the day that we're not actually allowed to watch practice. But the media tent has an air conditioner. And you can imagine, I mean, this tent is sizable. I'm bad at measurements, but, like, you could fit a full basketball court in the size of this tent. Like, it's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine the volume level of an air conditioner required to cool a tent that big outdoors, right? So the tent is very big. And mm-hmm. here's exactly going to be my problem because I'm going to be in everybody's way. So, understandably, people want the air conditioner on. And I can't be in there with the air conditioner on because it's super loud. So I don't have a tent out back in my normal little alcove spot. So I'm basically hanging out in a covered area next to the entrance to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And I just saw two football players go to the restroom right now. So things are going great for
just
me.
Just so you just saw them in, follow them in, so you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Studio's great. I mean, it's like it always is. You know, we got Landfill and Cody over there in their aquarium, and I'm in the jail cell, and we're enjoying ourselves.
What's the fruit fly situation?
Not any fruit. I'm starting to think the fruit, whatever the flies are, they follow you. Because I don't see them when you're not here.
Might be true. I'm basically Pigpen from Charlie Brown. Beamish, I thought you'd be proud of me today. I brought my own lunch, which I never do.
Mm.
I usually just forget and don't eat till like 4 in the afternoon, and then I just house a bag of Cheetos. It's a really healthy plan I'm on. Brought my own food today, and then I remembered I didn't have a fork, so shout out to Pete Haley, who said he's going to bring me a fork.
Mm. You're almost there, bro. You're getting close to being an adult. I'm serious.
I'm trying.
You haven't done 100% of anything just yet. You close to like 92%, 91%. You forget. Like, I have to eat, but you don't bring utensils. So that's still being not an adult just yet.
We're getting there.
Yeah, you're coming. You're coming.
All right. It is time, like we do every day, to go around the NFL. There's a lot of talk. Andy Dalton is hurt, right? I mean,
Is he hurt? Well, they say his ankle or something.
But they're committed
if he's
to
healthy,
him
he's
playing,
starting.
Basically.
Yeah. Which means that start the game, but he's not going to finish it.
I mean, dude, but that's also like, if he's healthy, he's starting, sounds very similar to Robert Griffin III is open to a return with the Washington football team. Like, we can all wish for things, but for whatever reason, the Chicago Bears are hell-bent on not letting Justin Fields play. It seems like that is their biggest focus on the planet.
Or are they trying to really, they want to make sure he has the best opportunity? If they're forced into it, yes. But if not, we're going to take our chance. And listen, you can look at it different ways. You can say that the management told him, look, you make sure he's right. We're going to take our time with him because, yes, he's our future. Or it could be the coach who's trying to justify his means to make sure he can have his whole time in his contract. Because right when things start looking bad, oh, let's start the rookie. That happens in a lot of different situations.
Oh, yeah. It's all about self-preservation. Yes. And if you're Matt Nagy and you go with Dalton for 7 weeks and it doesn't go great, and then you go to Fields and Fields looks promising late in the year, you probably keep the coach around one more year. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. But here's the other part of this, though. Fields didn't look that good last week. He was 6 of 13 for 60 yards with a pick, quarterback rating of 27.7. And he's obviously a threat running the ball. He ran 10 times for 31 yards with a long of 10. So it's not like he broke a big one either. So that's not great numbers, but there is still so much excitement around Justin Fields. Landfill, tell us who we're going to hear from here.
I believe we're going to hear from the Bears left tackle, Jason Peters.
The guys like Justin and Mike, those kind of guys that can use their feet, they're always going to try to make a play. And most of the time they do. So even when it's not a play and the receiver's covered, that's when you got to get to your spot and you got to be a little deeper because they're going to bail out the pocket high. Versus sometimes they'll push up and hit the B gap like Justin did late in the game. I pushed the guy up and he went and got the first down to end the game. But most of the time, those guys going to try to bail out and get outside the pocket and make a play with their feet. And sometimes the defenders, what make them similar is when they get outside the pocket, it's a run-pass situation. If the defenders don't come up, they're going to run it, then they can dump it off. So those kind of guys are scared. So they definitely similar, arm strength and mobility.
That is a hell of a comparison, Brian. Yeah. I mean, Michael Vick, I think, was probably the most electric player in the NFL for a decade or so. I mean, it maybe wasn't that long because he had the broken leg in Atlanta. Then
he
obviously
had track speed.
He had everything. He had a cannon of an arm, straight line speed, but also, I mean, I think Lamar is the closest comparison to Vic, but I don't think Lamar has the arm Vic did. Mm-hmm. And maybe Fields has a better arm, but isn't quite the runner Vic was.
He's not as fast. He's elusive, though.
Right, but I don't know, man. I think I get what Peters is trying to say there with the comp. I just have a tough time making a comp to Michael Vick for
biggest,
almost anybody.
The biggest thing he was saying was those guys like to, instead of like you see like a lot of these guys step up in the middle of the field and make those plays, but he's trying to tell you that Justin Fields and Mike, they would always try to go outside the pocket because they had the speed to do
sense.
So. But what he's saying that, you know, when those guys, so you change the way that you block. Like you know that they're going to try to go outside, so you don't ever stop blocking. But if you know he was a guy who's going to escape in the middle of the field through the B gap or A gap or whatever, then all of a sudden you can keep pushing the guy around. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what he was trying to say, where you know that they can make plays even when it's not there, but once you understand exactly where they're going to be and you understand how you block, then everything begins to work even better.
All right, now it's time to check in with B-Mitch's favorite quarterback in the Midwest. Let's hear from Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
It's absolute horseshit to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits. People that have not been around me, they're not in my life. I don't have communication with them or not in the locker room. I mean, that's just it's chicken, you know. It's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this, and it's the same type of people. On the flip side of that, I think in this day and age of media, the things that get the most, it's all about clicks, right, and hits and views, and 1 second counts as a view. So the actually opinions that are garnering the most attention are the most outlandish.
I can agree with him on some things, but I can also say this. If you don't think that they know you and you ain't been around them, you don't know them. You haven't been around them. Maybe, just maybe, the person that's saying something has watched you do your thing for over and over and how consistent you do things and how you react to things, and that's why some of them make their comments. But I agree with them. A lot of stuff today is about clicks. Hell, 99% of the things are about clicks.
So, I mean, as somebody that has previously, or maybe I still do, I don't even know. Like, I've worked in the click business, right? And they've kind of there's kind of a misnomer about the click business, because for a while straight clicks are what mattered, like just getting the most people to open a story is what mattered. But that was like, that's kind of an antiquated theory, because the money in digital spaces is no longer tied to like banner ads and like when you saw galleries for everything, because they just wanted all of those individual clicks. Like Bleacher Report became famous and built an empire on clicks, right? Mm-hmm. But if you go to Bleacher Report now, it's all curated content and specialized. Basically, what you want is now in the digital space for advertisers is you want sponsored content where it's in-depth and drives people to stay on it longer. So, like, but, like, that's not up to Aaron Rodgers to know that. And certainly, to his point about people that say the most outlandish things often find the biggest platforms, I mean, look no further than morning programming on Fox Sports 1 or ESPN. And, mm-hmm. and look at who makes the biggest, by far the biggest headlines. I mean, you're talking Cowherd, Stephen A., mm-hmm. Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Max Kellerman, whoever you want it to be. Like, that is absolutely true, and I'm not naive to discount that.
Yeah,
right?
I think what he's trying, you know, this still goes on. It's been going on when it was not even in this space. The headline of any story is what makes a lot of the stuff go on. And I still click on stories, start reading them, and then I stop reading them because the headline doesn't match the story. That still goes on all those
sure.
platforms. And I think that's totally. What, that's maybe what
I mean, people
about.
Do that to you and I, B. Mitch. I mean, God bless where I work, but sometimes my own place has done that. Where
I've had, stuff I've gets had skewed. Problems with that, too, and I've told them about it.
Right. So I think we both agree and understand there. But it's also interesting to me that Rodgers, dude, you also, like, kind of nuked your organization for a year yeah. or for an offseason. And I think it's silly if we're going to pretend that that didn't happen either. So, like, you can blame being taken out of context or whatever you want to say happened, but you're a part of this, too. You're not wholly innocent here.
No, he's not.
Does that sound about right?
You're 100% right, but the whole thing about it is, listen, I know he's going to say what he wants to say, but the whole thing about it is he's been a part of it. It's not been a movie without him being a part in it. You know, he's been one of the actor or actresses in it. And I think ultimately in the end, yes, it's easy to say, oh, it's all about those people. No, you've done enough. In the first game, you didn't look good. People are going to question you. But just like I tell you all the time, he shouldn't be so concerned about what the hell people say. If he feels that way that he just stated, then he shouldn't care about what people think. You know? But obviously he does. You know, I think he feels he's at a point where he can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and people are not supposed to make any comments about it. But that doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know why Landfill wouldn't just say this into the microphone instead of texting me, but he also was terrible week one and looked disinterested. So that's going to be part of the conversation, too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make him – I think anybody assuming that Aaron Rodgers no longer knows how to play quarterback is incredibly naive or perhaps just has an agenda or dumb. Mm-hmm. But – if he came out and balled out both weeks, that would have changed it, too.
Yeah. I tell you, the first week I was wondering, and then after this week, I'm like, damn, this dude can still ball.
Right.
Just like he could change his mind on stuff. Like he changed his mind from retiring to not retiring to, oh, I'm not going to play, then I'm going to play. We can change our mind that you suck and you're good. Who cares?
That's like me deciding if I'm going to go to a baseball game with Cody Betts. It takes me a while to really lock in if I'm going to go or not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know that song. You know what day it is. It's Ben's day. It's time to go to the BetQL guest line and bring in our friend and chief economic correspondent, Mr. Ben White. He also happens to be Politico's chief economic correspondent and Morning Money columnist. You see him on TV, on CNBC. Nobody knows the cross-section of the Washington football team and the economic policy of the United States of America better than Mr. White. Ben, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I am great. Happy Ben's Day to you, my friend. How are you?
We are good, man. It's always good to have you on. Let's start with the football team. There are really, yes. I mean, I even asked Ron Rivera this question earlier this week. There are really two great topics with the football team for this week. There is excitement around Taylor Heinicke and concern around what is supposed to be a top defense. Let's start with the fun stuff. How excited are you about Taylor Heinicke?
Hey, listen, you know I was going out of my mind in the Giants game on Thursday night for Heinicke. And, you know, I was texting with my friend Sarah, who's a vet in Washington, D.C., has a great veterinary practice, and is, like me, a lifetime Washington football fan. He's had season tickets for many years. And when the games are on, you know, we obsess about them together. And I told her, look, this game is going to come down to a turnover late, and I don't think it's going to go well for us. And lo and behold, Heinicke throws that pick. And I thought, man, that's it. You know, there's no way they come back from that. The fact that he did come back from that and executed that drive, and granted, they got two shots at the winning field goal, which you don't always get, but I was absolutely thrilled and over the moon for that win. Fantastic to get it. Granted, they beat a bad football team. So they should have beat much worse than they did. But I'll take the win. Excited very much for Heinicke. Really worried about the defense and the fact that, you know, you had somebody else on earlier who said, you know, the drop and the rest of it, they should have had 37 points against us or whatever. We're not where we need to be on defense by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you have more concern or are you more excited about this season?
I'm excited about the potential for this team. You know, I do think Chase Young et al., like, they did get pressure at some point on Jones. I am really sick and tired, B-Mitch, of watching these Giant games. And obviously, you know, we went through, whatever it was, five in a row that they won against us and seeing him run wild. Like, can they not figure out a way to, you know, spy him or have somebody around who can eventually tackle that guy? It drives me nuts to watch him run wild on Washington. But honestly, you know, I look very closely at the defensive numbers every week, and I was proud last year as Washington moved up the ranks of top defenses in the NFL, and they're low now. They're bad on defense after 2 weeks. This has been 2 weeks of really poor defense, and now going into Buffalo against an absolutely explosive offense and quarterback. They could have a statement game, you know. I mean, it's not impossible that they could do that and really, you know, send a message to people that, yes, this is a defense with a bunch of number one picks on the defensive line that can get to the quarterback and can make things miserable for people. But they've been terrible on third down. Drives me nuts watching all these guys run wild open over the middle. Secondary to me has been terrible. I have some hope, but I also have a lot of concern.
So, B mentioned I did our true and false segment yesterday, and I'm curious where you land on this. Now, granted, it's only two games. It's a small sample size. But do you think it's true or false? The Washington football team has the worst defense in the NFC East.
Worst defense in the NFC East. Statistically, right now, it's probably the worst. I think it's false.
They're kind of bunched up. Like, if you're looking at yards,
Ben, you
kind of
sound like
Giants,
me, man.
And Washington.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think it's the worst. I mean, let's pull the lens back for a second. You know, in economics, we always say the trend is your friend. You never want to look at, you know, 1 month or even 2 months of economic data. You want to look at the trend for multiple months and over time to get a real picture for where things are. I think they have underperformed dramatically in the first couple weeks of this year against expectations. It'd be like getting, to equate sports to jobs, like you'd be getting like really two crummy jobs reports in a row and you were expecting really good ones. That's what we've gotten from the Washington defense. But there is too much talent there and too much, potential for solid play to say that they are, you know, the worst in the NFC East. Let's wait for a few more weeks. Let's see how they do against Buffalo. Let's see how they do, you know, first 6 weeks of the season, and then we can assess. I don't think this defense is, you know, markedly worse than the Giants or the Eagles or the Cowboys, frankly. I mean, it should be better than them. But I do, and you guys can explain this more to me, I expected a little more out of the secondary than I'm getting.
I think it's a combination I expected more out of the D-line and the secondary than what I'm getting. We expected the linebacking core to be a little not there at the beginning of the season. I expect them to grow into it, but I'm not getting what I thought I would get from the front and also the secondary.
Yeah. I mean, JP, like, what is the deal, man? Like, why is this defense not living up to expectations? And is it a fixable thing? Or do we have a real significant problem here?
It's a great question. We're talking with Ben White, chief economic correspondent from Politico. Ben, what Ron Rivera will tell you is that people are not playing disciplined. People need to stay within their roles. And he's questioning the maturity of some of his guys, which I think is a little alarming for week three in the NFL, honestly. I think the Giants' performance, how they looked on read option was just sloppy and not to overly simplify things, they just refused to play assignment football, and especially against the option. I mean, hell, Beamich knows this as a guy that ran as an option quarterback at times in college. Defending the option is all about assignments, assignments, and they just weren't doing it. Something that can change?
They made him,
certainly.
They made Daniel Jones look like Mike Vick, and I don't want to say that Daniel Jones is not a talented runner. He is. Like, he's got wheels. Like, there's no doubt about it, but the fact that he could run that read option and they would sell out on the handoff and then let him run outside and run for 35, 40, 50, whatever yards, I mean, just made me want to like throw my TV out the window.
I think Ron is probably 100% right, because you saw everybody taking the running back. Nobody took the whole day. They wasn't taking Daniel Jones. There were times when he gave the ball to the running back and he could have pulled it, because nobody was looking at him again. I think there were a couple times, if he pulls it two more times, again, he has 150 yards rushing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was that one Chase Young play where he, like, wrapped the guy up and thought he'd made this great tackle for a loss, And here's Daniel Jones, like Davy Crockett, running down the field, you know, like discovering new territories. It's like, come on, man. Like, tackle the person who's got the ball.
There was real cause for alarm in that Giant game, certainly.
Yeah,
let's switch to your part of the world. Totally. I mean, let's switch to your part of the world, Ben, and let's talk about these markets. I follow you on Twitter. Everybody should, at Morning Money Ben. I thought this debt ceiling stuff was over. Like, are we going back to that nonsense? What the hell is happening?
Man, it is so frustrating to me, JP. You know, I've covered economics for a couple of decades now, and debt ceiling fights and government shutdown fights multiple times. When you have one party control in Washington, which we have right now, Democrats have the White House, they have the House, they have the Senate, we're not supposed to be talking about this. You know, they just will get it done and raise the debt limit and move on. That's not where we are. And so we have to take it seriously because there are these divisions in the Democratic Party between progressives who are very aggressive in wanting, you know, this whole $3.5 trillion spending package plus the infrastructure bill, you know, don't do anything else but that, and we won't support, you know, a debt limit hike unless we get all of that. So it's all intra-party fighting. I think ultimately we'll be...
So hold on. This isn't even one party fighting the other like we always see?
Not
this
really.
Is the same party fighting itself?
Yeah, basically. I mean,
oh my God,
Democrats would love to have Republicans do a bipartisan kumbaya, raise the debt limit. And I understand, you know, I get criticized for not giving Republicans a harder time for not doing this, but, you know, the out-of-party, out-of-power party often, you know, does not participate in raising the debt limit, doesn't want to do it. So the party that runs Washington kind of has to suck it up and do it. It's not a popular vote. You just do it and move on. So Democrats should do that because it's absolutely moronic and idiotic and unnecessary and spurious and any other thing you want to think of that we should have to worry about this at all right now. And I do think they'll figure it out. It'll take a couple of weeks and we'll be all right. But it's just unnecessary.
That's why I don't watch it every day, Ben, like you have to do. I watch it every once in a while because I watch it every day. I think I have a bald gray head instead of a bald head.
Yeah, I'm
Bitch,
gray.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't know. Like, for me and B-Mitch, dealing with the Washington football team can be incredibly frustrating at times. Ben, I don't know how you deal with politicians and people that just talk out of both sides of their mouth and all of that.
Super
we're talking with Ben White from Politico. You know, I got to ask about crypto. Why is everything tanking? What the hell? I want it to keep going up.
I know you do because it's your whole portfolio is Dogecoin. It's
probably too much of my portfolio.
Yeah, well, yeah, and as I've said, you know, over and over, you want to keep some, but not a lot. And honestly, like I said in text, we should talk about crypto, but, you know, I don't really know what the latest reason for crypto going down is other than government regulation, which is a big topic in Washington. Now the SEC is talking more about it. Obviously, China cracked down on crypto, and so that's a big market that's been lost or largely lost for you know, cryptocurrencies and non-fungible tokens. So that would be a negative. But markets overall have been kind of shaky lately, a little bit because of this debt ceiling stuff and worry about that, a little bit over, you know, COVID and Delta and the rest. And you know, cryptocurrency is not immune from that at all. But I think the biggest piece of the concern about cryptocurrencies and the reduction values for some of them is the fact that the government is going to regulate them more heavily going forward, and that generally is negative for prices.
Gotcha. We are talking with Ben White. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Morning Money Ben. He is our chief economic correspondent, as well as Politico's. I imagine Politico pays him more than we do. We got to let you run, Ben, but B, I have to read you Ben's last tweet, and I think you're going to like this, B. Mm-hmm. He said, I love Aaron Rodgers, but his media criticism is way out of date, and he has, in fact, acted like a total weirdo for a year or so now. Get a haircut, hippie.
Love it.
Listen, man, I got to call it like I see it. I love A-Rod. I love his game, but he has been acting like a weirdo, and he should stop the media criticism because it's, as you pointed out earlier, it's not about clicks. It's about engagement now and subscriptions and longer-term stuff. So that's old. And I just think he's a little bit way too, you know, sold on the Aaron Rodgers, he's the coolest dude on earth.
Tell him when he criticized, that makes him criticize more.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I know. Terrell Owens at least owned it. Terrell Owens said, I love me some me. A-Rod does too. He's just trying to have his cake and eat it too.
He loves me some me.
Ben,
I know you got to let me go, but you guys think we have any shot at the Bills? Because I feel like we don't.
I think we have a shot.
I think we have a shot. I think it's going to be a little tighter than people expect, honestly. I don't know that they'll win, but I think Buffalo's kind of been uneven, as has Washington. Yeah. But I think they're going to be able to score. It's just a matter of they can stop them.
If they can stop Josh Allen.
Ben, thank you, brother. We always appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
All right, brother.
That is our friend, Mr. Ben White. Give him a follow at Morning Money. Ben, when we return, let's talk about Peyton Manning for a hot second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
In 10 minutes, we will be joined by head football coach of the University of Maryland, Mr. Mike Locksley. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch, I want to talk about Peyton Manning here, but I got to tell you, little development to my scenario. So I've told you that I'm currently positioned by the restrooms, which really sounds worse than it is. As far as all the locations I've had out here, I kind of like my current location. Except, you know how when you're like using a tent outside and it's raining and parts of the water start to pile up in certain parts of the tent, and then every once in a while it'll be like this giant bucket of water gets spilled? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, just like it was at the brewery when Lanford was sitting under it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I am currently sitting right next to one of those spots. And about every 5-6 minutes, there's just a giant bucket of water dumping out now. Oh, one's coming right now. There we go. Yeah, so I have a good amount of electrical equipment here. So let's just all, you know, send some thoughts and prayers my way. Mitch, not do that. Now Mitch is pouring the water out. At least you got yourself wet. That's what you deserve.
At least you should adjust it in a break or just slide over a little bit.
So I've moved my table over, and I got my electrical, the surge protector thing, which I think you actually bought, by the way, the black one with like a ton of plugs.
Yeah. I'm writing that
off. So I got that up. Yeah, that's a write-off, baby.
Hell yeah.
I got that up on the table with me now, and Greg Abernathy, who I trust, says that that piece of machinery is grounded, so should enough water get in there that causes it to short out, it'll just turn off. I don't think we'll have like an explosion or a fire.
Okay.
So that's good news, right?
Yeah, got you. You'll be fine.
Also, good tweet from Ahmet. He said, the only reason to sign RG3 would be allow him to run the scout team and let the defensive starters practice against the read option.
I don't think you spend that much money just for somebody to do that. Because you don't play enough.
I don't think it costs you that much money. I don't think you want to deal with that much of a headache. You can let
it's going to cost you over a meal to sign somebody like him. Well of it.
You think? Nobody else is signing him. I think he'd take what you could get.
I'm just saying, if you were to sign. No, you don't take what you get because there are certain limits out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he'd get veteran numbers, but, I mean, who knows now? They're not signing him. It was a joke. Here is what I want to do. Peyton Manning, the Peyton and Eli Manning cast during Monday Night Football, I've really been enjoying it. I think it's been pretty funny. Peyton had a funny line during Monday's game that he said, you know, about playing the Patriots. He would talk to the receivers about play calls and audible calls. He said, we can only talk about this in the shower because I'm confident they have my locker bugged. I thought that was hysterical. And I now believe, did Ty Law fire back? Who responded, Lamphill? Can you hit us with the explanation and then the audio?
Yeah, it was Ty Law. I think he went on the radio in Boston, and he was talking about Peyton Manning's comments.
Peyton, he might have thought that because how we just had, man, we was in his head a little bit. Let's be honest, we was in his head a little bit, and that's okay. That's Bill Belichick, you know, scheming up things, and we had players that had the confidence. So you probably would think it's a bug in there because we kind of knew what you were doing. I ain't even gonna tell the secrets right now, but we knew what the hell he was doing. Go ahead in the shower with you all your buddies.
If you had to go in the shower, so they were really in your head. They were really in your damn head.
My guess is that Peyton was kind of just messing around. I doubt they actually went into the shower to talk about it.
Yeah.
But they were definitely in his head at the same time. I just love all of this, that it's gamesmanship, and it's now, I mean, what, 10 years later, 7 years later? I mean, Peyton went to Denver. Like, so much has changed since the Colts were riding out to Foxborough and largely getting beat in the playoffs. I think it's so funny and cool.
Yeah, it is. It just tells you one thing about the Patriots, though. I don't know.
That's what I wanted to ask you. A part of me thinks they might have actually bugged the locker room, too.
Hey, man, they could have. And then they probably couldn't. But I just believe there were times when I watched football teams where the people are calling out the play, and they run the exact same play, and they beat them. So eventually, knowing what I'm doing doesn't always make you stop me. Sometimes you still can't stop me. I watched the thing of Cam Newton where he was playing against the Packers. And the linebacker with the long gray hair, he says, long or blonde hair, he goes, they're running that wheel route. Cam said, oh, you've been watching film? Well, check this out. And McCaffrey ran an angle route and scored a touchdown on him. You know what's happening.
How many times in a row? How many times in a row would Joe Gibbs call John Riggins? What was the play? The 40 60 trap
counter,
or whatever,
60, 70 counter.
Yeah,
and you couldn't stop it.
We had Matt Valdez, our Ravens insider, earlier this year, tell us how life with the Ravens. His favorite thing to see is just when they call the same play over and over and let a guy run down the field. Their 4-minute offense.
It comes to a point that you have to stop me. And if you can't stop me,
tell you what,
who cares?
B-Mitch, I wish you could see my current situation, man.
I hear
there is
it.
Water
I hear the
dumping
water
out. Michael Phillips is just standing here laughing at me. All of the media is piling out of the tent and into practice. It's dumping rain, and the media folks are acting like they've never seen rain in their lives before. There's this giant gate that my guy Sam Fortier legitimately just jumped a gate rather than walking 6 feet around it. It's basically Armageddon out here. That it's every man for themselves, every person for themselves. Hello, DA. And it's a tremendous place to do live radio from. Yeah. Let me tell you that much.
Hey, I tell you, I don't have any problems in the studio. Although it's a
yeah, you're see, chilling out there, huh?
I am great, brother.
Well, and the great part is everybody in the DC Media Corps had to come out here today to do COVID tests. So it's quite crowded on top of. On top of everything else, shout out to Charlie Mulay, Washington PR. He is examining the constant dumping of water that is happening about 3 feet next to my head.
You covered them in a great way. They need to do something better with the hell situation they have you in. Speak up for your damn self.
I'll be honest. Right now, this is the best we can do. Breaking news. Antonio Brown's on the COVID list. I just saw that from Adam Schefter. You know what? I hope he's okay, obviously, but for me, from a fantasy perspective, that simplifies some things. Now I can just start Cooper Kupp and not be such an idiot like I was last week, right?
I think you'll find a way to be an idiot this week, too.
No matter what. When we come back, very fired up to welcome head coach Mike Locksley of the Maryland Terrapins joining the program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.